For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, we want to note a passing. One of those women that I just adore. They were the ones who made things happen.
Yes, Eleanor Murray of Studio Arena Theater has passed on, and she was a huge supporter of that theater for many years, including, you know, the quaintly named and old-fashioned sounding now Women of Studio Arena Theater. But those gals were a powerhouse, and they did so much to support that theater. In addition, I should mention that Mrs. Murray also did serve on the board of directors during the 1970s. Strong supporter of that theater during its golden age, and then in recent years made sure that its legacy should endure by endowing the Studio Arena Theater Archive at Buffalo State College. And I think that all of Buffalo owes a great debt to Eleanor Murray. Thank you, Mrs. Murray.
And you went down to Fort Lauderdale to catch a couple plays. And one I'm really interested in hearing about because it's by Michael McKeever, who wrote the play Daniel's Husband, a play that my wife and I still talk about. It is one of the key moments of our theater-going life together.
That was a rather haunting play that seems on its surface as if it's about to be kind of a sitcom and takes a very serious and provocative turn with an ethical dilemma. A same-sex couple that does not marry, and one of them ends up in a catatonic state. His mother shows up and takes over everything, and the significant other is left entirely out in the cold. So this play, the new play, which is called Mr. Parker, interestingly picks up 7 months after a man has lost his legal husband, and he's unable to move on with his life, and finds himself, you know, at the age of 53 in a relationship with a man who's 28. These things always end well. very different take, as his sister-in-law is there to criticize and try to guide him, and he needs to pull his life together. But that is the new Michael McKeever play, a marvelous leading female role, vivid characters, the kind where you just sit and imagine who in Buffalo would play this person.
And you also got to see a play called The Big D. Now, when we're talking about...
Well, the poster has two naked men in a bed, and so immediately I thought, this must be about the city of Dallas.
Sure, that's what I'm sure everyone else thought.
Yeah, the big D is denial.
Oh, the D is denial.
Yeah, I think that when you see an LGBT plays now, people kind of searching for what is the next big thing. We went through a whole lot of plays about AIDS and a whole lot of plays about marriage equality, and now we're seeing a lot of plays about loss. A lot of plays about infidelity, you know, the old tried and true, let's go back to the Greeks, shall we, and re-plumb the human condition. In this play, moments after proposing marriage to his lover who accepts, the lover reveals that he has a brain tumor. Melodramatic? Oh, perhaps a tad. And that is The Big D. It's worth a trip down to Florida, that I do that frequently, to go to pockets of where new work is being done to see what's happening and where new playwrights might be up and coming.
Well, one area where you can see things that are new is the Infringement Festival, the Buffalo Infringement Festival, and our friend Heather Fangsrud. She's associated with the Brazen-Faced Varlets, and she has a one-woman play, which she wrote and stars in, called Knock Knock, Jesus Calling. And this could be hard-hitting.
Well, I'm fascinated to see where she'll go with this. This is autobiographical, about her own experience growing up in a Jehovah's Witness family and knowing that she is gay. Heather has a wry sense of humor, but I think also a profound sense of drama. She received an Artie nomination again last year for her performance in Night Mother, and I'm eager to see what she has come up with Knock Knock, Jesus Calling.
Silence the Musical. Sold out. I tell you, word of mouth travels quickly in this town.
Well, you mean sold out last weekend, but also sold out this weekend.
No, you're kidding. Two weekends in a row?
There are no tickets this weekend. I think that there's another weekend after this. This is the musical parody of the film Silence of the Lambs, with Maria Droz as the Jodie Foster character, Agent Starling, and Jimmy Janowski as Hannibal Lecter. And, of course, the usual stable of BUA zanies, but added to the mix now, Charmaine Shee, who just seems sort of born for this genre.
She certainly is. People were saying, BUA is just getting her on the stage now? Well, we have many more years ahead.
Many years ahead, yes.
Got down to Chautauqua, as I said I would, to see Airness. It's a play about playing the air guitar, which is a little more complicated than you might think. It's a pretty simple plot. There's a newbie, and she wants to play air guitar and enter the competition, and the regulars take her under their wing and teach her everything that she needs to know. She has a little bit of a meltdown in the middle, but rallies, and it's a whole lot of fun. Hey, who doesn't love rock and roll? So, get over to Airness in the wonderfully air-conditioned Breton Theater. It's only up through July 29th. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.